Remember when I asked you what 20% inflation feels like? Well, we've come to Turkey to find out. Live from Istanbul, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. I'm going to take a wild guess here and guess you probably don't check the dollar's exchange rate against other world currencies every hour of every day. Here in Turkey, though, people tell us they do that with their currency, the lira. That's because it's lost nearly half its value since the start of this year, and that is making an already bad inflation situation worse. Prices have risen north of 21% annually, making it hard for people to plan, save, even shop for everyday things like ingredients they need for dinner. At this corner supermarket in the Kadıköy neighborhood of Istanbul, prices change almost daily. Ali, the shop assistant, says the process of changing all the stickers could take all day, but he and his colleagues have a system down. They can get everything changed over in just 1 hour. My producers and I can barely keep up with him as he races through the aisles, explaining how much prices have risen recently. Cheddar cheese, he says, is up 52% in a week. Sugar, up 49%. Sunflower oil has gone up 57%, olive oil 38%, and a pack of 30 eggs now costs 60% more than it did last week. Prices have soared so much that he and his colleagues can't afford to buy some of the things in this store.
People who work for minimum wage cannot buy anything now. We only look at the goods and leave.
The meat counter where we're standing is full of just about every cut of beef you can imagine, but no one is buying it.
For example, if we used to sell 5 kilos of ground beef, now we sell 2 kilos because the prices are high.
It's the same story for other products here. He says people are only buying what they need day to day. 3 tomatoes, 1 pepper, a cucumber. It's how the Kirlangic family approaches grocery buying, too. 4 people live in this house. 2 adults, a teenager whose parents can no longer afford to give her an allowance, and a 4-month-old baby.
It's hard for us, of course. We are minimum income level family. And we can only afford the things that are, you know, essential in life. Going to a dinner out is a luxury. It's not part of our life anymore.
That's Hassan. He's an electrician who now only works odd jobs, and his wife, Tuba, recently quit her job to look after their new baby when her 3-month maternity leave was up.
What will happen now with only 1 wage? I will probably use fewer diapers, maybe less formula, but right now she doesn't eat it, and we will have to consume less of other things. For the things that we have already cut down on, we will reduce more.
Well, to fight this cycle of currency depreciation and inflation, normally central banks would raise interest rates. But here in Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pressured the central bank to cut rates. He believes, contrary to economic theory, that will relieve the pressure on prices, create jobs, and lure international investors here. Instead, 3 rounds of rate cuts and a potential 4th today have caused investors to flee and prices to balloon. So how do you solve Turkey's currency and inflation problem? I put that question to economist and professor Erenç Yeldan from Istanbul's Kadir Has University.
Despite all warnings and caveats, the president displaced 3 previous central bank governors on the pretext that they are not obeying suggestions by the president, claiming that you have to lower the interest rates to fight against inflation. And as the Turkish central bank loses its credibility in maintaining price stability, such rumors are fueling up expectations that Turkish lira will depreciate even further. Therefore, lira has increasingly lost its property as a medium of exchange and as a store of value.
There doesn't seem to be much appetite either from the government or the central bank to raise rates to fight this. So how do you fix it?
I think it is fair to portray this situation as what we call as a prisoner's dilemma, as a trap. Both the central bank governance and the Ministry of Finance and also President Erdogan is trapped into past stance favoring lower interest rates. It will be politically impossible to stop lowering interest rates and to raise the interest rates, because this will amount to accepting past mistakes. Ideally, from a theoretical point of view, Turkish lira should be supported with higher interest rates to stop landslide loss of credibility and higher inflationary pressures. But it will be very hard for the Erdogan government to accept this and reverse their stance. As I said, this is politically infeasible.
Well, at the top of this next hour, we'll find out if Mr. Yeldan is right. The Turkish Central Bank will publish its latest rate decision in less than 5 minutes. It is expected to cut rates, a reminder, for the fourth straight month in a row by 1 percentage point. At the moment, the lira is down 2.1% against the U.S. dollar. Stick here with us at Marketplace throughout the morning. We'll bring you the very latest on that rate decision. And for now, in Istanbul, Turkey, with producers Stephen Ryan and Gulsa Kartaga, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.